Miss Julieta Collazo. It's okay. It happens a lot. As he said, I'm from Texas A&M University, and today I'll be talking to you about accounting for soil organic matter for estimating soil hydraulic properties. So I just recently graduated from Texas A&M University with a Bachelor in Science, and I still remember that in our soil to intro courses, we're taught that soil organic matter does these fantastic things for soil, like improve soil structure, plant available water, you have better soil water retention. We wanted to figure out if soil organic matter is as important as they say, how does this make a difference in pedotransfer functions? So what we did is we used a pedotransfer function from the literature, which is Saxton et al. 2006, and we used this pedotransfer function because it was developed from soils across the United States, and it included organic matter for field capacity, porosity, saturated hydraulic conductivity, and permanent wilting point. And then similarly, we developed our own pedotransfer function, and then by looking at them, we found that the difference was actually very minimal by including organic matter, and significantly only for porosity and saturated hydraulic conductivity. Now, in Texas, an ag soil usually has about about 1% organic matter, and as you can see on graph B, that would mean about 17% saturated, 17 millimeters per hour of saturated hydraulic conductivity. Now, if we managed it to 2% organic matter, the increase would be 20 millimeters per hour. That's not much of a difference. So if soil organic matter is as important as we're taught, then why isn't it showing up in these pedotransfer functions? And our hypothesis to that is that either something is going on in the soil that we are not capturing, or perhaps we need to reevaluate how we're estimating these things, such as including soil structure. Thank you.
Any questions?
I'm not sure. That would be interesting to see. I haven't taken a soil chemistry course yet, but my theory would be yes.
What is done on mostly clay soils?
So we actually took a range of soils, surface soil samples across Texas. So our particle or our distribution was actually sands, clays, all the textural triangle. So to answer your question of mostly clays, no, it had a distribution on all of them, all textures.
Would this become at several depths, or is it all top soil?
It's all top 20 centimeters.
Any others? Thank you very much.